Hey everybody, welcome back to Attention Deficit Devos, a devotional devoted to teens from all walks of life looking to grow in their walk with God. I'm your host, Ryan McCabe, your ADD pastor. So for everyone listening, don't just listen, but let these brief devotions challenge you to grow in your faith and understanding of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Let's now listen into today's Devo. Jessica Watson was tired of being treated like a little girl. She knew that she had the ability, confidence, and sense of adventure to do something great, something life-changing. So by age 15, she began serious preparation for a trip around the world. As if it wasn't a bold enough dream to travel around the world as a teenager, Jessica planned to do it alone, in a boat. Well, technically in a yacht, named Ella's Pink Lady. After completing her training, arrangements, and practice runs, including a hard lesson learned from a middle-of-the-right collision with the 63,000-ton freighter, she was ready. The young Australian set off on her solo voyage on October 18, 2009 at age 16. She returned home to Sydney before her 17th birthday in May of 2010, dodging icebergs, braving fierce winds, and navigating rough waters. Jessica set a world record for being the youngest person to sail non-stop and unassisted around the globe. With that bold venture in mind, read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. Paul reminded his young friend Timothy that God has filled him with the Holy Spirit. Life would be rough and unpredictable, especially as a Christ follower. When devoting his life to Christ, going with the flow was no longer an option. The young man would face stormy seas, so to speak, but God had given him the ability to face adversity with confidence. Your life isn't always going to be smooth sailing either. Like Timothy and Jessica, you don't have to shy away from the challenges before you. But unlike Jessica, you're not solo and unassisted. Notice that Paul said, God did not give us, meaning you're not alone. As Christians, we have all been filled with His power, love, and discipline. If you are going to sail around the world, you'd better have serious toughness, passion, and discipline. The same is true for a life of following Christ. It is a matchless adventure, literally a life-changing experience. And God has equipped you and everyone on the journey with a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. You're not just another teenager. You have been given the very Spirit of God. You are filled with the character of Christ to accomplish great things for His glory, not your own fame. So whatever's in your way, whatever daunting task or seemingly impossible obstacle is freaking you out, take courage. Know that fear is not from God. If He has called you to radical steps of faith and obedience, He will see those plans through to completion. He believes in you, maybe more than you believe in yourself. So forge ahead with boldness today. He has given you a spirit of power, of love, and of discipline. Thank you for listening to the Attention Deficit Devos podcast. Tune in next time or subscribe, and when I make another one, you'll get it.